From Spark and Anvil and MarketQuest, this is Seed in Chapter 1 of the MarketQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the edge of the community market, a tortoise named Seed kept a wide clay jar with a slot in the lid, and every market day, before spending a single coin, dropped a small handful in. A young squirrel watched, baffled, clutching a full purse. "But you have coins right there. Why put them in a jar where you can't use them? That's the same as not having them." "Watch across the seasons, not just today," Seed said, unhurried. "A little set aside each week doesn't stay little. It gathers. And here at the market, when you lend your saved coins to the seed seller or the tool share, they pay you a small thank you for the wait, a bit extra on top. Grown-ups call that interest. It means the jar grows even while you sleep. Spend everything the moment you have it, and it's gone. Set a little aside on purpose, and it quietly becomes more." The squirrel peered into the jar, where a season's small handfuls had become a surprising heap. "It got bigger? Just from waiting?" "Just from waiting," said Seed, "on purpose."
"Have you ever really wanted to spend everything right now, and a quiet part of you said, save some? What did that tug of war feel like?" Seed had not always been patient. Seed learned the jar the hard way. As a young tortoise, Seed spent every coin the very day it arrived. There was always something bright to buy, and later felt very far away. Then, one cold week, the market roof leaked over the family stall, and fixing it took coins Seed simply did not have, because every coin had been spent the day it came. The stall stood in the rain. Neighbors helped, kindly, but Seed felt the sharp lesson of it. Not shame, exactly, but the cold understanding that future you is a real person, and present you keeps spending their coins. Sitting under the dripping roof, Seed felt something settle into a resolve. It wasn't about hoarding or never enjoying anything. It was about leaving a little bridge to the future, a small store for the leaks and surprises and someday bigger wants that always, always come. A coin saved isn't a coin lost, Seed understood. It's a coin handed forward to the person you'll be. The next market day, Seed made the jar and dropped in the first small handful before buying anything at all.
Seed carried the clay jar, heavy and slow, all the way to the market academy. Stake, the old trader, met Seed and asked the question, "What is saving?" Seed tipped the jar so Stake could see the layers inside, small handful upon small handful, a season deep. "Saving is paying your future self first, before the market tempts you. A little, regularly, on purpose. And because saved coins can be lent to those who need them now, they come back to you grown, the reward for your patience. It isn't about going without. It's about a cushion for surprises and a ladder to the bigger things one coin could never reach alone." Stake looked at the deep, patient layers and gave a slow, pleased nod. "You are appointed."
In Seed's shaded spot, a young magpie fidgeted, purse jingling. "Seed, saving just means missing out now so some future me I can't even see gets the fun. And honestly, some folks around here can barely cover today. Telling them to just save feels a little rich." Seed drew the jar close, gentle. "You're right to flag that. So let me be careful. Saving is never a scolding for Pudel Stripes to Ben. When today barely covers today, there's nothing left to set aside. And that's not a failing. It's just arithmetic. This isn't save more or it's your fault. It's a tool for whatever slice you can spare, even a single coin, whenever you can spare it. A tiny jar is still a jar. And the point isn't to miss out forever. It's to trade a little fun now for a bigger, steadier something later. The fixed roof, the real tool, the someday you're reaching for. Future you is a real person. Saving is just being kind to them. The magpie's fidget slowed. So even one coin counts? It's not all or nothing? One coin counts, Seed said. The habit matters more than the amount.
Think of a time you waited for something and it was worth it. What did the waiting and then the having feel like? The magpie went quiet, turning a single coin over in one claw. I saved for a whole month once for a real kite, the good kind, instead of little candies, the magpie admitted. The waiting was hard, but the day I finally had it, flying it felt 10 times better than any candy, like I'd earned the sky. That right there is the feeling saving gives you, Seed said warmly. Not the pinched feeling of going without, the deep, proud calm of, I built this on purpose, coin by coin, and now it's mine. A cushion under you when the roof leaks, a kite in the sky you earned. That steadiness, knowing future you is looked after, is worth more than any single candy you skipped. Seed nudged the jar toward the magpie. Drop in one coin, just one. Feel how it feels to hand something forward. The magpie dropped the coin through the slot, heard it land on the season's heap, and felt an unexpected, quiet pride. The feeling of being kind to someone who hadn't arrived yet.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Seed. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.